Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It is time for Steve's favorite segment. It's Ask the CLO, Chief Love Officer, ready for your love questions. This one is from Cammy in Detroit. Cammy writes, I'm a 33-year-old married woman, and a few days ago, I found a bag in my husband's truck with a towel, two pair of boxers, and body wash. My husband doesn't work out, so I asked him why was the bag in there. He said that sometimes he can't make it to the bathroom at work, so he keeps a change of undies in his car just in case. What? I don't know if I should believe him or not, but he does have a sensitive stomach. Is he lying?
No, that's probably
Save him, Steve.
That's probably true. You know, and I don't know how old he is. And I know. Well, he got a sensitive stomach.
That's what she said.
And all he got is a change of underwear and some body washing ass stuff right here. You don't know how it's going. You know, see, ladies, you all have never really, like urinated on yourself a lot. You know, to where it's stained and you got diaper rash. You got to get that off you, you know.
Diaper rash.
When you get older, you know, you've been drinking and stuff like that. You got Hennessy in that urine. You got penicillin in that urine. You got stuff in there. You got antibodies in that urine. You took a vaccine. That's some of that's in the urine. You know all the stuff in the urine, man. You got to deal with what's in that urine. That urine coming. You been eating asparagus. You know all of that trying to stay healthy and all of that. You got stuff in here, man. You urinating. Just be burning, man. You got to get some soap on you, man. So I'm all wrong. No, I think the man is right there. You 33. I don't know how old your husband is, but he can't hold his water good. At least it's his water, you know. He's in there just defecating on himself. That's why he don't have to get another job right here. Because anybody finna do that, but he pee on himself a lot, though. Just tell him to wear dog pants. Don't wear them khaki pants to work. Because I'm telling you right there, he's going to be stuck in the bathroom for a while. Just want to let you know. All right, go ahead, Cheryl.
I'm going. Lauren in Alabama says, 5 years ago, my husband called me from work and said that he wanted a divorce. He said he had found his soulmate and he wanted to be with her. I had no idea at first that his soulmate is our church member. I know for a fact that she may still be married to an older man at the church and he still pays all of her bills. I've been doing some spy work and I'm about to give them both of them a big wake-up call. Am I being evil or should I do it?
Well, I really would like to know what the big wake-up call is. I mean, if you think it's a friend of yours from the church, or she's still married to an older man, and he called you from work and just said, hey, I want to be with my soulmate, you know, I want a divorce. It kind of threw you off a little bit, but he don't want you. That's clear.
Clear. Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, look, I could tell you to just leave it go, but you ain't. You got some information, you're going to drop a bombshell. I just need to know where you're going to do it. Is you going to do it at his job? You going to do it down at the church? You probably have a lot more.
Well, you need to know where it's going to be at, though.
Yeah, because that determines the size of the bombshell. On his job, it won't create that big a ruckus because by HR has to stay out of his personal life. But if you do it down at the church, they is your personal life. You know, church people ain't got no laws down
there.
They're going to run that up to... They're going to run that up the flagpole. I would leave it alone and just realize he don't want you. Because, I mean, when you do that, he still ain't going to want you.
Yeah.
Now, you done some research. Go ahead. What, Ann?
I feel like they want to fight for their marriage.
This clearly ain't the marriage you're finna fight for. Mm-hmm. He don't want you. He done found his soulmate. If a man call you and tell you that, then you can't fix that. Mm-hmm. You're not finna all of a sudden, he finna change his mind and you the soulmate. Girl, go on about yourself. Get your life.
All right, Lauren. All right, moving on to Captain in Hoboken, New Jersey. Captain says, I'm 66 and I recently moved in a senior living community. I have a female next door that keeps coming on to me and I think she's a beautiful woman, but she's got to calm it down. Let me pursue her. I'm old school and I love the chase. I like to pretend I still have it and she won't let me. I feel like the roles are reversed here. How do I calm this old mouse down so the cat can hunt his prey? Help me out, brother.
Well, let me help you out, dog. See, the part where you say you had to pretend like you still got it, you don't. It's okay. If you got to pretend that you still got it, it's because you don't. Now, dog, things change. I got you old school. You want to calm this cat down. And she beautiful. She coming on. She in the citizen home. She's attracted to you. Y'all ain't got no whole lot of time left. I don't know how old you are, but you done moved your ass in a senior citizen home. I don't know how much time they got left, but I do know this. When you move into a senior citizen home, you have lived longer than you got left.
I promise you.
Well, I ain't saying it's near, but you got your future is way shorter than your past. I can promise you that.
Okay.
So now, and she know that. You don't know what's wrong, dog. I gonna enjoy my new life. You got a new life. You a senior citizen, dog. This new for you. You being hunted. Get caught. Your old ass next door, so I can let her calm this mess down so I can act like I'm doing something. I want to pretend like I still got it. You don't still got it. You don't got the keys to where you used to stay. You ain't got the money you used to have. You don't drive the car you used to have. You ain't got the wardrobe you used to have. You ain't got the swagger you used to have. That's why your ass is at that old folk home now. Because you ain't what you was.
You don't get it.
You just burst this bubble
this.
All the way.
You don't damn, dog. Open that damn door and let that old fine-ass chick in.
You don't have the keys you used to have.
He wants to chase her. He said help him out, so I guess you
dog, get
him
out. Open the door, let her in, and run around the apartment. Chase her like that. That other thing you used to do is over. You slow now. Damn, all right. Dog.
All right, Captain. All right, Javarius in Ohio says, I'm 26 years old. My father remarried over a year ago, and I just can't seem to warm up to my stepmom. She's in her early 30s, and I can't do anything. She can't do anything like my mom did, especially cook. My father is insisting that I spend Thanksgiving with them this year, but I'd rather be with my grandparents since I know my grandmother can still throw down in the kitchen. This is my favorite holiday of all, and I don't want it ruined. What excuse can I give my dad so I don't have to go?
Hey, Dad, I'm going over to Grandma's house. You know, they ain't got much longer to live. I was listening to Steve Morning Show, and it was an old man who wrote in to him and told him that he got a lot less left than he had in his past. And I know Grandmama and him don't have much left, and so I'm going to go and spend some time with them.
Aww.
You know, and hey, Dad, why don't we go over there? Why don't we all spend the time over there with our grandparents and show them that we love them and everything? Unless them the grandparents on his mama's side, then you
don't
can't
like
bring it. Our ass over there because they're going to poison her. Either. And then she'll be out.
All right, CLO.
That's it, Javarius. That's what you're going to have to do.
Thank you, CLO. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
97.1 QMG.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.